You would think that the man who co-wrote the movie Toy Story, gave us Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the screen version of The Avengers, would have a well-developed sense of whimsy and an ability to poke fun at himself.
You are an ass! You are an ass.
That you were here to write me down an ass. But, Masters, remember that I am an ass, though it be not written down yet, forget not. That I am an ass.
That's a scene from the latest film from Joss Whedon, who has decided to try his hand at the high-end whimsy of low-end Shakespeare. Much Ado About Nothing. When The Takeaway's Kristen Meinzer sat down with Joss last week and asked why Much Ado, she got a very whimsical Joss Whedon answer.
I think of it as kind of a gateway drug for Shakespeare, for a lot of people who don't know the plays or think of them as sort of stately. This is really sort of casual and lovely. And intense and funny, and I think that it just hits on a lot of levels.
And why did you choose to shoot it all in modern times and all in black and white?
I really looked into the depths of my heart as an artist and said, I have no money. So it was never an issue. I also really like the modern dress Shakespeare when it's not very pointed, when it's just done because you want to say, look, it still applies. The movie came out of the readings we used to do at my house where nobody dressed up except once when Tom Plotkin played Malvolio and did wear bright yellow socks. That was it. That's the amount of special effects or costuming we ever had. And so that casual kind of very lived in, very sort of, you know, nonchalant attitude towards the text while still respecting it and really enjoying the drama of it was sort of something I wanted to convey, and modern dress is another way to do that, to bring the audience in.
Just some logistical things about shooting this movie. You did it in only 12 days. You did it in your house, and you were saying you were on a tight budget. There's a lot of potential for stuff to go terribly, terribly wrong under those circumstances. Did anything bad happen while you were filming this?
We had a couple of incidents. I mean, rolling sound outside in your own home makes you realize that your neighbors are the loudest people alive and that all they do is mow and leaf blow, and they all have yappy dogs, and the house next door actually did start demoing 3 days before we started shooting, and we live fairly near the Santa Monica Airport. All these things I realized when we shot. That was a bit of a problem, and then we did lose a couple of shots just in the files. You know, it was all digital. We shot with the Red Epics and everything was – you know, being transferred digitally, and right when we were about to finish, they said, we need to get a couple of shots that disappeared. But apart from that, we actually had enormous skill, I'm not going to lie. We had great luck. We had particular luck with the weather, like weird luck with the weather, where it was perfectly matchingly cloudless and the right temperature for the entire shoot till we got to the funeral scene and the fog rolled in.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we were like, quick, everybody get ready. Get those cameras. Look at that fog. Get by that fog.
And you were making all of this around the same time you were doing The Avengers, which is a very different setup. You have $200 million movie. You have special effects. You have big Hollywood behind it. And this is a very different thing. This is in your house. Was Much Ado About Nothing in some way a reaction to making The Avengers?
In some ways it was. You know, The Avengers was a grueling shoot, and I was at the very end of it, and Kai, my wife, said, yeah, you know, this has been really hard on you, and I think, you know, we'd been planning a vacation for a long time. I had 1 week off, and she said, you really need to just relax, so you should make another movie. And
like, that's relaxing.
Oh, yeah, no, I was like, that sounds great, but I can't possibly adapt this and cast it and prep it in a month. And she was just like any great producer, she was like, oh, really? Oh, really? Can't do it? Really? You're going to cry? Baby going to cry? And how she knew that that's what I needed, I still find it extraordinary.
Joss Whedon is the director, writer, and producer of The Avengers, Cabin in the Woods, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. His newest film, Much Ado About Nothing, hits theaters on Friday. And if you follow The Takeaway on SoundCloud, you can hear Kristen's full-length interview with Joss. We asked you if you had a favorite line of Shakespeare. Many of you, it turns out, do. People love the line, out damned spot. And continuing that thought, Michael in Seattle loves this line. Will all great Neptune's oceans wash this blood clean from my hands? Give us a call. Tell us your favorite line of Shakespeare. Recite it for us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.